Yes, we cross now to Sydney's Contemporary Arts Centre Carriage Works, where there's a huge exhibition called Waste Not, and it's by the Chinese artist Song Dong. It's the largest project ever to be installed at Carriage Works, which is a vast space, I have to say. There are more than 10,000 everyday objects on display. There's everything from bowls and buckets, lamps, electrical cords, there's even soap. Now, these items belong to Song Dong and his family. They've been collected by his mother over a period of 5 decades, 50 years, and then collated for this project following the death of his father back in 2002. The exhibition, Waste Not, premiered in Beijing in 2005. It then travelled to other galleries, including MoMA in New York and the Barbican in London, and now it's showing at Carriage Works. It wasn't easy to get it here. It had to be shipped in two enormous shipping containers, and it also includes an actual section of Song Dong's family home. Regina Botros went along to have a look, to meet the artistic director and then the artist himself.
I'm here at the Carriage Works with the artistic director, Lisa Havilah. So can you describe the space where in the foyer of the Carriage Works, which is huge, of course, and it's got that industrial feel about it.
In the middle of the public space, there's Song Dong's family home, which is over 100 years old, and around it is over 10,000 objects that Song Dong's mother collected over the period of her life. His mother passed away last year, and it really just shows just a huge amount of material.
And how we collect so much in our lives, over our lives.
And how we collect objects around us and how we imbue a whole range of meanings and histories on those objects.
So you've actually bought his house over.
It's been travelling around the world for the last 3 or 4 years. So it's come from the Barbican Centre in London. And prior to that, it was in America. So it was at the Museum of Modern Art. It went to San Francisco and a number of other major museums. So it's quite incredible that this house has been rebuilt so many times with its age. You can really see that it's 100 years old.
So the wood's 100 years old. The size is about, 6 metres?
Yeah, about 6 metres by 3 metres, perhaps. It's very small, and to think that all of these objects that sit around the house were actually in the house is quite extraordinary.
Lisa Havilah, the artistic director of the Carriage Works. But I really want to have a talk with the artist himself, Song Dong. Song Dong is at the forefront of contemporary art in China. His exhibition, Waste Not, was made with his mother after his father passed away in 2002.
My father suddenly passed away. This all of the stuff is from our family. My mother don't want to anything away. So my mother just silent and cry and stay at home and take all of the stuff. It's full of the table, full of the floor, full of the everything, you know.
So when he died, she started pulling everything out.
Yeah. And she just silent.
Silent.
Silent. Yeah. Don't watch TV, don't reading, and don't talk with her mother. So I think, so maybe we can organize the things for her. So we threw something away.
And you started throwing things away?
Yeah, because I hate this. I lived with this for 40 years more, you know, just something, yeah.
In a small house, now you've got the house in the middle, and then we're talking about 10,000 or so objects, right?
Yeah, right. I think the more than 10,000.
Chairs, pots, paint cans, paint brushes, boxes, shoe boxes, papers, bottles, cans, bird cages, paper bags, pieces of string, linen, textures, pencils, bottle tops. So much.
So for each the object is half the memory. So the people lived in a really hard time. So I think they are really careful and really care about each object, don't want to waste. So why we call that is Waste Not? So now the new generation, so we waste a lot. But I think when I threw away things, my mother was really angry. So I think so maybe I can I can work with my mother, and also I can show her life. I think this work is more talking about the touching. It's a relationship, the people to people. It's me with my mother and with our family, and also the private family and the relationship, the another different public family, so we can share the memory. So the people, when they come to the exhibition the first time in Beijing, and so many people, they say, it's not your home, it's my home, because we have very similar things, stuff.
It was a generation, I understand, of keeping everything, not throwing anything away.
Yeah, because I born in the Cultural Revolution time. For that time, I think every family is we have the similar, the family life. We have the same clothes, the same soap, everything is similar.
I'm really interested in these shoes. You've got, I don't know how many pairs of shoes, all pointing one direction, and then on the other side of the bed, there's one pair of shoes facing the other way.
Yeah, I think this is a whole family member's shoes. It's from my grandfather, grandmother, and to my niece, you know. Some shoes from my grandmother, his shoes was bound. You know, these were quite small.
They were bound.
Yeah, bound. Yeah. But my niece, the shoes, is very fashionably.
Yeah, there's little baby shoes and gum boots and the modern kind of platform shoes. But why is there one pair that's up the back facing the other way?
Yeah, that is my shoes. Yeah, these are very interesting shoes, because one day I feel some water into my feet, so I threw away. But I think 20 years ago. But when we show this work in the first time in Beijing, I saw that. So I asked my mother, why? Then I threw away. And she said, in the nighttime, I take this back. So she said, it's still good, and maybe you just can repair them. You can wear again.
I don't think so. The rubber on the bottom of those.
Yeah, but my mother tried to go to repair the shop to repair them, but they said it's cannot to repair them because the material is really, really bad.
Oh, over here you've got a whole lot of toothpaste tubes.
My mother doesn't want to keep them because in the beginning I think that's for tooth. Yeah, but when this is bad, it's cannot to use for tooth, and she said they can use for the oil for shoes. Yeah, so you can use again. So my mother always to teach us, for one thing, you should keep them going to use. For example, it's one paper, you can drawing and writing something. And after that, you can clean the table. After clean table, you can clean the floor. And the end, you can make the fire and get them warm. So that is
make
the one
life.
Make fire, yeah. So this one life for the one paper. And she said, that is, you can throw away.
What do you hold, I suppose, as most valuable?
I think the soap. Yeah, the soap. Because for each family during the Cultural Revolution time, for 1 month, just to get the one piece, the soap, we need a ticket. So my mother really worried about future, about my life. So she keep the soap. Some soap, the age is older than me. She said, so maybe my son in the future have the huge family, so they cannot have them enough soap to use. So when I married, she gave to me. So I said, I use a washing machine. I don't need that. And she said, okay, I will keep for you. So I feel that is not really the stone soap. That is a love. So I think all about this stuff is the love my parents leave them for us.
Sangdong, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
As a companion exhibition to Waste Not at the Carriage Works, Dad and Mum, Don't Worry About Us, We Are All Well is on at the 4A Gallery in Sydney's Chinatown, showing the artist Song Dong's work over the last 20 years.
Hi, I'm Aaron Sito. I'm the director of 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art in Sydney. It's a curated selection of work that comes from the last 20 years, and it intersects with Waste Not because it provides some historical context for where the Waste Not work comes from. So the exhibition that we're having at 4A includes some very important works that have been produced over the last 20 years, works that the artist feels very important to him personally, and there are also a number of new works that have been made as well.
I understand that his work can be quite ephemeral, and yet it represents something that is so constant. It's not ephemeral at all.
Well, you know, the work is really this relationship with his family and the history of his family. So what we see in the gallery is only one side of the practice, and we have to remember this when we look at exhibitions, that the role of the artist is not just about to make objects, but to make us think very deeply about our interconnections. And this is one thing I think that is very strong with both Waste Not and also the exhibition at 4A, is that it does provoke a question about our familiar relationships, but also our interpersonal relationships with other people. Presenting works, Waste Not, and also the works in Chinatown means that a very different type of audience can engage with it. You know, that these memories of objects are things which diverse communities, migrant people, can actually see the reflections within the objects, which you don't always get to see in museums.
So it's like a conversation, really, between the galleries, between the works, is what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's almost an exhibition in two parts, where Carriage Works and 4A are working together to present a very complicated and also very, very important exhibition for Australia.
So two exhibitions there. Aaron Sito from the 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art. That's 4A as in the number 4 and then the letter A, 4A. That's in Sydney's Chinatown. He was speaking to Regina Botros. And that survey of Song Dong's work is running until the 30th of March. And then Song Dong's big exhibition, Waste Not, is on at Sydney's Carriage Works until the 17th of March. And you'll find details of all of that on our website. On RN, this is Books and Arts Daily.